Chafetz Chaim has a fascinating footnote in this chapter, chapter 4. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Elucha Hashem chosed, to you Hashem is kindness. Kiato, because you, Tasham l'ishka maseyu, you repay a person according to his deeds. So many ask a question on this pasuk. Why is it a kindness of Hashem for him to repay a person according to his actions? I mean, isn't that what a person deserves? That shouldn't be referred to as kindness, as chesed. That should be called emes. It's repaying a person as he deserves, as he earned. So the Chofetz Chaim gives a mashal. He gives a mashal to an apprentice of a master goldsmith who signed up for a 5-year apprenticeship. And the deal they made was that he'd live by the master, he would eat and board by him, and he paid 25 silver coins for the whole package for him living there and taking the course. However, he made up that in the 5th year, when he'd be already a fully trained master, he should be paid a half of a silver coin a week for his work that he'd be doing for his master. So come the 5th year, the master had a lot of work, so he started to outsource his work to other master goldsmiths. The apprentice saw that his master was paying those other masters 4 silver coins a week for their work. So this isn't fair, so he approached his master with a complaint. You're tricking me. I'm only getting a half a coin for the same work that those people are getting 4 coins for. I'm already a fully experienced master. I'm an expert. I should be getting the same as they. Why are they getting 4 and me only a half a coin for the same work? So the master replies to him, you're foolish. I trained you. I'm feeding you. I'm giving you a roof over your head. And I'm clothing you. I pay you a half a coin. You should be happy you even get that. You know, everything is coming from me. Those masters, I didn't train them. They don't eat my food. They don't board by me. I don't provide them with clothing. So I pay them. They're their price, and their price is 4 coins, 4 silver coins. So likewise, if we consider the mitzvahs that we do, we put on tefillin. But on what do we put on tefillin? On our hands. Who created that hand? Who gave us the mind to do mitzvahs? Where did we get the money to buy tefillin from? It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do? All we do is choose. We have bechira. We choose to do the mitzvah. But everything else is provided from above. And nevertheless, Hashem pays us and rewards us as if we're doing the whole mitzvah on our own. And that's what the pasuk means. You, Hashem, are kind. You're chesed because you reward a person according to his actions as if he's providing everything and not you. So the Chafetz Chaim writes that this was the pshat he always used to say in this pasuk. That was the old pshat. Now, he said that we learned through this topic and we've discussed the concept of Hashem judging alone. And when Hashem judges alone, he judges with mercy and kindness, much more than if the Beis and Shalmaila is involved, where then there's din. So the Chafetz Chaim has a new understanding in this pasuk. The pasuk says, you, Hashem, perform kindness because you repay a person according to his actions. The word atah in this pasuk is redundant. It says, L'cha Hashem atzdok, L'cha Hashem chosed, ki ato tashalom ishkemasei, because you repay. It doesn't have to say ato. It could just say, L'cha Hashem chosed, to you Hashem's kindness, ki tashalom ishkemasei, because you pay a person according to his actions. Why does it have to repeat and say the word ato? So the answer is, the explanation is, as we've been discussing, when Hashem judges alone, then there is much kindness. The fact that Hashem repays a person's actions according to his deeds and doesn't factor in all the sins he did, improper thoughts, the lack of adherence to halacha, everything that's missing in this act, Hashem disregards that and pays him in full. That's because Hashem is Ata, alone, the only one that's doing the judgment here. And then there's so much chesed. He's the only one who's judging and evaluating the person's actions. To you, Hashem, alone, there can be kindness, and then you will repay a person according to his actions, even though he may not merit that according to strict din. Would the Beis and Shalmaila be involved? They would factor in everything. And if they would factor in everything, you most certainly would not get paid according to your action. You'd get paid according to the whole picture. But since it's L'cha Hashem Chesed Ki Ata, since you alone are the one doing the judgment here and giving the reward, when you yourself do it, then L'cha Hashem Chesed, then there's great kindness. And you pay a person according to his action, incorporating the whole action and not disregarding any part of it.